faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real.
Hi, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of Curls and Courage, where we keep the focus on leveling up. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, mental health advocate, coach, and athlete, aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. If you don't know me by now and it's your first time listening, welcome to my show and thank you so much for taking the time. And to my frequent listeners, you guys are the absolute best and I appreciate your support more than you know. So listen, in life, we all have things that we want to be the best at, okay? But we don't start out being the very best at this one thing. We don't know what we don't know, right? In order to become successful at that specific thing that we want, we gain experience, we gain knowledge, we fail often many times, and then we try again. When I first began my fitness journey, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I made a lot of mistakes. But now I know with confidence, I can get my own body and my mind where they need to be, and I have the blessing to help my people out with the same thing. That's you guys. At one point, I believed that eating 6 Quest protein bars a day was optimal and that having the most shredded abs year-round meant I was in great health. In reality, I was wrong, very wrong, and I'm sharing it all today. This episode is for any of you guys out there listening who have maybe fallen for some bad fitness or wellness advice. Believe me, you're not alone. It's okay. Sometimes the trend or the advice or maybe the belief sounds pretty good. It's tempting, but then you try it and it ends up being straight garbage and oftentimes pushes you even further away from your fitness goals. Let's talk about mindsets, habits, and actions surrounding fitness that I used to live by, what changed, and what I know now, because I just cannot, I will not have you guys making the same mistakes I did. Looking back now and doing some reflecting, I don't know what I was thinking with some of these thought patterns and beliefs. And after listening this full episode, you're going to walk away with the truth about actually progressing in your fitness journey and living what I call the wellness lifestyle, which is the best lifestyle to live. All right, so the first belief surrounding wellness and my fitness journey that I had totally messed up was thinking that more was always better when it came to working out, that rest days were for the weak and that my body was superhuman. I think almost everyone in the gym has this mindset at some point. I want to take you guys back to the 15-year-old Kinsley right quick. This was about 9 years ago because I'm about to be 24 in September, September 12th. Y'all already know. Anyways, 15-year-old me, I swear, I thought I was a beast and I'm still a little bit of a beast. Yeah. But the 15-year-old me truly thought that my body and my mind were invincible. I would train 7 days a week as hard as I possibly could. And I probably did this for like 1 to 2 years straight before I realized it just wasn't working so well. With this particular belief, I don't feel like I picked it up from anybody. I just have always liked to work really hard. And I thought that if I was willing to work harder versus smarter than everyone else, I'd be successful. So I would train until I threw up. And I'm talking about not just a little bit of acid reflux. No, like I'm puking. I'm vomiting after that leg press. I would take every set to failure. No exaggeration. Train for like 3 hours straight with training sessions consisting of like 8 to 10 different exercises and like 4 to 5 sets per exercise. That is a minimum of 32 sets a day. And sometimes I would also train the same muscle group like 3 days in a row as well, because my way of thinking was, all right, I know that I want to grow, build, and strengthen my legs. So might as well train them every day, right? But that's not how it goes, guys. And then on top of that, don't even get me started on cardio. I would run, I'm telling you, I would run until I was literally on the verge of passing out. I vividly remember even crying on multiple runs, and I'm not one to cry for real, but my body was just in so much pain, you know, it was literally begging for me to stop. But what did I do? Just kept on running. The effect of this, so many injuries. I was constantly breaking things. I remember breaking my ankle. I fractured my hip. I've broken every single one of my fingers. I've broken my wrist. I've messed up both of my knees pretty bad. I was constantly, like I said, in pain, probably actually injured more things than that, but I'm just thinking off the top of my head right now. Also, extreme burnout. I remember it got to a point I would step on that track and I was like, man, like, I don't even want to run anymore. I'm just so tired and burnt out because this is all that I've done for the past 5-6 years. I was also unable to recover, was just overtraining way too much. And then from an aesthetic standpoint and an athletic standpoint, I just wasn't seeing much progress because if you never give your body rest, you're not going to be able to get any faster. You're not going to be able to get any stronger. And your body is just not going to see results either. Just talking about training alone, right quick, for those of you who don't know, when you're in the gym, you're not building muscle, okay? You're not seeing that growth straight off the bat. You're actually tearing small fibers and your muscle cells apart. But when you rest and when you follow a proper nutrition protocol, when you give your body the recovery that it needs, that's when those muscles develop. That's when you see true progress. So obviously that was not happening for me, which made me learn more is not always better. You may wish that you were a superhero like I did, but truthfully, our bodies can only withstand so much until they just decide to break down. It's a balance between training hard, but also training smart. And to be honest with you, I'm learning more and more how this really applies to any major life goal, not just training, but that's what we're talking about majority today. Please remember that rest days are important. They don't make you weak. In fact, they make you strong and they make you more intelligent, okay? Next belief I had, I used to think that all protein was the same, that it didn't matter where it came from, as long as I was getting enough. If it had protein, it was healthy. I think that most of us know the importance of protein, right? The building blocks of our muscle cells. You gotta have protein. It's vital to your progress. But let's again go back in time right quick to the old me. I'm just learning about the importance of nutrition, right? I would say at this time of my life, I'm probably early middle school, I'd say. What was my main source of protein? Not eggs, not chicken, not turkey. Why would I get my protein from Whole Foods when I could just grab a protein bar, right? So my go-to protein source were the Quest bars that are out on the market, Quest Nutrition Protein Bars. And let me tell you, the taste was pretty fire, but when you look at the nutrition, not so fire. I heard about these protein bars online, and once I tried one, I was instantly hooked. My parents would buy me boxes of them for Christmas. My friends would bring them to me during middle school, I remember. On Saturday afternoon, you know where I'd be? Not at the pool like most kids. I would be at GNC, baby. I would be getting my box of chocolate chip cookie dough Quest bars. But let me explain to you what the problem with this is. We're going to pause for one moment to read the nutrition label of a Quest bar right quick. So this was my favorite flavor. Again, that chocolate chip cookie dough. So we got serving size one bar. We got 200 calories in the bar. We got 9 grams of fat, 21 grams of carbohydrates. We have 0 grams of added sugar. We have 21 grams of protein. Now let's look at the ingredients. We have protein blend of milk protein isolate, whey protein isolate, soluble corn fiber, almonds, water, unsweetened chocolate, erythritol, natural flavors, cocoa butter, contains less than 2% of the following: sea salt, sunflower, lecithin, stevia sweetener, and sucralose. All right. So I would eat at least 3 of these a day, but sometimes up to 5 or 6. One day I do remember eating 7. I'm not even gonna lie. Let's say on a day that I was feeling hyped about that protein, we gotta get it in, I ate 6, okay? That would give me a total of 126 grams of protein, 54 grams of fat, 126 grams of carbohydrates. Just from protein bars only. Now, the major issue with artificial sweeteners is that they can cause major gut disruption, an impact on insulin sensitivity, and taste dependence. So you crave these artificial sweeteners because they are 200 to 600 times sweeter than the real sugar. And I'm not exaggerating. These are straight facts. Not to mention, you're essentially just feeding your body chemicals. And in small amounts, this is okay. You know, I like a sugar-free syrup in my coffee every once in a while, but 6 protein bars have me tripping. Not only this, but the protein bars I was eating contain a good bit of fat and carbs as well, which wasn't what I was looking for. When you're trying to get in protein, your main objective should be that protein source, right? You don't really want any other fats and carbs with that unless you add them in right from other whole food sources. So these Quest bars, and no hate on the Quest bars, you know, I like them. They're good. There's worse bars out there on the market, but I'm just telling you about my past me, okay? They're ultra processed. They don't contain fresh minerals and vitamins that your body needs in comparison to whole foods. All this being said, I was basically chewing on like an upgraded version of a candy bar disguised as a health food. The label reads high protein. So 13-year-old me is thinking, okay, let's get it. But the bar is sneaking in. It's sneaky. Way too much fat, too many carbohydrates, and way too many artificial sweeteners and just mystery ingredients that I don't even know what they mean. Honestly, though, I gotta give a shout out to my digestive system for even tolerating this amount of Quest bars. Truthfully, you guys, moderation is key. You do want to get in your majority of protein from whole food sources. I think one protein bar a day is okay. They're convenient. Sometimes you're on the go. And I think that's better than having, you know, a couple of donuts or a bag of Skittles. However, I will say you gotta get most of your protein from whole foods. What I do now is I have one shake a day. I gotta make my protein ice cream at night. And then I have a protein bar maybe like 6 to 8 times a year, if that. So sticking to foods that I know digest well and have little to no artificial ingredients. So remember, it's not about just getting in enough protein. It's about where you're getting that protein source from. It's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and a huge difference, of course, in your aesthetics as well. This leads me directly into my next past kind of belief or thought pattern. I used to think that food variety wasn't important, that eating the same thing about 6 times a day for 2 years straight was the best way to go about nutrition programming. Now, as a bodybuilder, my schedule doesn't look like the average person's food schedule, I would say. I eat, as I mentioned, still 5 to 6 times a day. I make sure that I track my macros every single day. I know exactly what I'm putting in my body at exactly what time and what type of fuel source it's going to be for me. I eat food for a purpose, but within reason, right? So this is actually a belief that I thought was okay up until just a few years ago. Another story time. Let me take you back to the day I realized that I probably shouldn't have just chicken and rice in my diet. A couple of years ago, I took a trip to Miami. This was before I moved down to the city. It was my brother and I coming down here. We just wanted a nice vacation. It was actually super fun. We stayed on Miami Beach. You know, we were going out to dinners. We went to a couple like cool clubs here. Just we're enjoying the scene. So I remember on like our second day in Miami, we had decided to go out to a dinner. Nothing crazy. Even when I'm on vacation, like I'm not a big foodie. I'm not going to go crazy. I like to stick to my goals. I just want to have like a good meal that I don't have to cook, but something that, you know, is still going to digest hopefully well for my body. So we went out to a dinner again, and what I got was just a salad, like a salad with dressing, a Caesar salad, grilled chicken, nothing fried on the salad. I had some pita bread and hummus. And probably like 2 sips, I would say, of my brother's margarita. I'm not a big drinker. I probably drink like 3 to 4 times a year, if that, on like a very special occasion. But this was my cheat meal, okay? What happened a couple hours later? We get home. We were actually going to go out later that night. And I'm like, my brother's name is Braden. I'm like, Braden, I do not feel so good. Like, I'm feeling woozy. So I run to the toilet and I just start throwing up. I'm talking about like extremely sick. I'm like leaning over the toilet, hair all in my face. My brother's like watching me at this point. He's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like what happened? Maybe you have food poisoning. And it wasn't that, like it wasn't crazy because it was just right after that specific meal I was throwing up and my body just wasn't used to it. And I was telling him like, I really do not think I'm okay. Like I'm feeling so sick. But it was just because I really hadn't had something off of my nutrition plan in, no exaggeration, like 2 years. I had been eating the same thing for every single meal at the same time up until that point, until I decided I wanted to have like a night out and eat something different. And that's not okay. Lack of food variety is not healthy. Firstly, no matter how healthy your chosen meal is, no single food or combination of foods has all of the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. Over time, you are going to miss out on essential nutrients. I'm talking major fatigue, weakened immunity, and skin issues. Talking about skin issues for a moment here. I remember, again, like it was yesterday, I used to have pretty bad skin problems. My skin is still not the best, but it's much better. Let me tell you that. And part of this was due to not having the right nutrition protocol. Again, not getting in the right vitamins and minerals. It was like my skin was hosting a surprise party, and everyone that showed up was just a big ass pimple. I'm telling you, it was a culmination of so many things at this time in my life, but the skin issues definitely were due to issues with my food, what I was eating. Next, your gut loves variety, different fibers, spices, and healthy bacteria. And if you're always eating the same thing, this could lead to, once again, massive digestive problems, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, leaky gut, you name it, you might have it. Risk of food sensitivities could also be a problem. When you eat the same foods day after day for an extended period of time, your immune system might start to see these foods as too familiar or even like a little suspicious. Instead of staying chill, it can get irritated and start reacting negatively. This can cause your body to develop, again, food sensitivities, which means you might experience mild allergic type symptoms like bloating, headaches, skin rashes, or stomach discomfort whenever you eat that certain food. And then lastly, this one's important too. You're just going to be mentally exhausted when it comes to your relationship with food. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm not a big foodie, but I do know that food brings culture and pleasure, okay? Staying disciplined is important, but you can have food variety and still stay on track. Think about this. Y'all know I like music, right? I'm always listening to something. Have you guys just ever found a song that just hits so hard? You just keep replaying it over and over. And at first, it's great. You know, you're vibing, you're sharing that song with your friends, you're learning all the lyrics, and that shit is just speaking to your soul for real. But then 2 weeks later, it's like you never want to hear that song again. Why? Because now it's old and it's overplayed. You've played it too much. What once felt energizing now feels draining, and you start to resent it. You don't even want to hear the first note anymore. That same thing happens with food. If you eat the exact same meals every single day, your brain and your body stop feeling satisfied, no matter how healthy or how convenient it is. This can lead to food burnout, cravings, binge eating, and just feeling off mentally and emotionally. So what I do now, I think it's important to have some meals that you know work well with your body. And for the most part, I stick to a routine with my food. Again, I make sure I eat every 3 to 4 hours. I include high protein meals. I include healthy fats. I include healthy carbohydrate sources. But I make sure that I add in some variety, right? Instead of having maybe chicken for every meal for my protein source, I'll throw in some steak, I'll throw in some turkey breast, I'll throw in some salmon. Instead of having only rice for my carbohydrate source, I'll eat some sweet potato, I'll eat oats, I'll eat fruits, I'll eat veggies. Instead of having just a little bit of olive oil for fats, I'll throw in some almond butter, I'll throw in some avocados, I'll get some healthy fats from nuts or seeds or different oils, right? That is okay. I go out to eat every once in a while as well. I might have an off-plan meal when I want to, maybe once a week, maybe less than that if I'm preparing for a show or a photo shoot. It depends on the phase that I'm in, right? But no matter what phase I'm in, I'm going to make sure that I'm eating at least a few things that are different. I offer a pretty similar structure with my nutrition clients. You guys know I'm a nutrition coach, obviously super passionate about helping others with training and nutrition, getting the body again, getting the mind right. Yes, but I make sure when I design a nutrition plan, I give my clients an option. whether they want to do a macro-based plan or whether they want to do a custom meal plan. And if they do choose to do a custom meal plan, we make sure that we add in some food variety. We make sure that we're not lacking in essential vitamins and minerals that that individual's body needs. I make sure that they are not eating the exact same thing for every single meal. And if they get tired of something, there's always another option of food. Or if one specific food group that I list on a plan isn't working well for that individual, what do? We switch it up, right? Because not one food is the end all be all. If you don't eat broccoli, you can have another vegetable. You feel me? It's not black and white, okay? But yeah, on a side note, if you guys are interested in training in nutrition, that is a service, like I said, that I do offer. I would love to help you. Just shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. Or you can shoot me a DM at Yo It's Kenslow or at Curls and Courage Podcast, and I'd love to help you. This is a perfect segue for my last point, and we'll do a part two of this episode because it's just getting pretty tedious and there are so many things I messed up on. But last one for today. I used to think that having absolutely no balance in my life would make me more successful when it came to my fitness goals. Now, I want to pause for a moment to just explain my way of thinking. A lot of people my age preach, oh, you need to have balance and it's okay to slack a little bit and you need to practice self-care and this and that. And like, okay, to an extent, yes, but you do have to make true hard sacrifices to get to any goal. However, having zero balance at all, from my experience, brings much more negatives than positives. This was a strong belief of mine up until about a year ago. So please just don't have this mentality. Here's what I mean. We're talking about relationships and social life in relation to fitness goals, to wellness goals. The past me was locked in at all times. No flexibility, no importance on building relationships, no importance on making friends, no importance on really anything outside of the gym, training, and eating my meals. Someone who was completely focused on their fitness goals to the point of pure isolation. My mindset was, if it doesn't serve my training or nutrition, it's a waste of time. It's a distraction. So what did I do? Avoided small talk in the gym. Someone says what's up to me, I punch them in the face. No, I'm just kidding. That definitely never happened, but I was avoiding small talk at the gym for sure. I didn't value social time at all or making friends. I saw relationships as obstacles to progress, and I believed that having total control and being extremely rigid would equal success. Even something as harmless as a small conversation with someone at the gym again felt like a threat to my routine. Like one 30-second convo would just ruin my success. As a result, I just kind of took a look at my life and I thought, man, like I am really unhappy. This was just a couple years ago as well. I thought to myself, okay, I really don't have very many friends. I'm not very close with my family, or at least not as close as I'd like to be. And I sure as hell do not have a man's by my side. And we're still working on that one, okay? But when you have that level of tunnel vision, it can easily backfire on you. Discipline is powerful, but extremes can isolate you. Over time, a lack of connection and balance will lead to burnout, loneliness, and even resentment towards a lifestyle that you once loved. So what do I do now? First off, I just had that mindset shift. I realized that people are important and I care about making time for the people that I want in my life. I make time for relationships. I know that they don't derail progress, they enhance it. And sometimes you need a little shoddy, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. You can be fit, you can look amazing, but you can still have relationships, you can still have a social life, and you can most definitely still have fun. Balance doesn't mean you're less serious or you're less hardworking. It means better sustainability and it actually makes you smarter. Some of the greatest athletes of all times have kind of found that sweet spot between balance and between hard work and discipline, right? It's whatever that balance looks like for you. Health includes mental, emotional, and social well-being, not just hard workouts and macro numbers. You feel me? So that's all for part one of this episode. What I want to touch on today, please remember that rest days are not a sign of weakness. Getting in your protein from Quest bars is not the way to go about it. Eating chicken breast and rice only for 2 years straight isn't the vibe, but having relationships and prioritizing your mental health is. I hope you guys loved this episode and don't make the same mistakes I did in your personal wellness journey. Before we end the show today, I want to take a question from a listener. Thank you guys also for sending in these questions. Always love answering and connecting with y'all. So here we go with today's question. You seem so upbeat and positive. I love watching your content. How do you boost your mood during hard times or on rough days? First off, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to watch my content. Definitely trying to push more out there. And, you know, I love making videos. I love speaking. I love the social media space, using it as a positive outlet for sure. So thank you. Upbeat and positive, you said. I am not always upbeat and positive. I'm a human just like everyone else. I definitely go through my fair share of struggles. And I just choose to keep a positive attitude. I choose to remain upbeat even during hard times. And that's a mindset shift, again, that you have to have. Now, on the days where it's been rough, and believe me, that happens more frequently than I want it to. Of course, when bad things happen, it's natural as a human for your mood to be a little bit down. Maybe you feel a little bit more sad. Maybe you feel a little bit more angry. Maybe you feel a little bit more tired. So there are a couple things I do. First thing is, you guys know what I'm going to say, I train. There is nothing better than after I'm mad, just going to the gym and training or boxing or both if I'm feeling up to it. Just getting those endorphins flowing, pushing out my frustration with the weights or again on the bag just really, really helps me emotionally. And every time I leave the gym, I always feel at least 1% better, but usually like at least 50% better to be real. Another thing I'll do if I've already maybe trained that day or the training just isn't hitting the spot, which it almost always does, I make sure that I clear my head. So I take a step away of the problem that I have and I maybe go for a walk or I'll listen to music, a song that I like, dance a little bit, you know, just clear my head, do something to get my mind off of that problem. And then I come back to it. It's not like I'm pushing the problem back or it's not like I'm just not acknowledging the rough day or the situation that's happened, because that happens and you have to handle it in life. But I'm just taking a pause. I'm taking a step back from it. That's super helpful. And then another thing is I try not to take things too seriously. And I know that I can't solve all of my problems in just one day. I have grace on myself. I know that not every day is going to be the best day of my life. Some days are going to be worse than others. And that's just something you have to accept. Life is always up and down. It's a roller coaster. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's good. But having a positive perspective and an upbeat attitude will always help you. So I always try to find the good in every situation that I'm in, because there's always a silver lining. Sometimes you just have to really, really search deep for it. I'll say that. But as long as you choose not to give up, you know, you're good to go. Thank you for that question. If you guys do have any other questions that you'd like to send in, the best way to do that is through DM, the Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier. That's at @YoitsKenslow. At @YoitsKenslow on Instagram, or just at Curls and Courage Podcast. So send those in. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you like this episode, if it brought you some value, if it made you laugh, or if it gave you some courage, please rate and review the show on any major podcast platform. Those rate and reviews help the show grow and help me reach a broader audience and just help with my encouragement as well. So that would mean a lot. I also encourage you guys to follow the YouTube channel at Kinsley Meeks. Podcast episode should be up on YouTube by October. So super excited for that one. And again, just send me a DM if you'd like to connect more or are interested in one-on-one coaching. I'd love to help you. And let's talk about my radio podcast format right quick. If you guys want to listen to Curls and Courage while you're driving, whatever you're doing, but you want to listen on the radio, you can catch the podcast every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on WDJY 99.1 FM radio. I'd love for you guys to listen on that platform as well and really, really appreciate it. That's all for today. You guys know the vibes. Make sure that we're staying confident. Make sure that we are focusing on the right wellness habits, mindsets, actions, all that type of thing. I appreciate you guys a lot and just wish blessings over you this week. And of course, keep working to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Health is always a number one priority. Y'all are the best, and I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate y'all. Bye.